We're back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. We always appreciate you watching our videos and our clips on YouTube. I keep on commenting, even though I had a really mean comment yesterday, Corey.
I saw it, yeah.
You did.
I got destroyed yesterday. That was funny.
Yeah, they did. They was wondering if you was a male or a chipmunk.
That's what they said about me. So that was harsh. This one I just read to Scott is amazing. Why does the oldest gentleman always have a new laptop? Does he break them, or are they trying to find a simple one for him to use?
How closely is somebody watching if they notice they bring different laptops
crazy.
To the studio?
Absolutely.
Well, this
crazy.
One you can't miss. This one is
absolutely very, it's very funny. All right, Dr. Ray is on the line. Before we get to him, I'll give you one more guess each, gentlemen. Who
Michael
is in there?
Fulmer.
Is strikeouts. Michael Fulmer is not correct.
Steven Strasburg.
He is correct. 128. One player is tied with 128. Can you name him, Corey?
For all the marbles?
All the marbles. This is everything.
Yu Darvish.
It is not Yu Darvish. He actually finished number 11.
Let me get one more chance for all the marbles.
Corey.
For all the marbles.
Lance McCullers.
No.
Carlos Martinez.
There it is.
There it is. There you go.
Ring the bell. Carlos Martinez.
Somebody's using Google during the break.
My computer right here. Don't worry about me,
yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, one right.
I'm not,
the whole
don't,
first
I'm not,
round.
Don't worry about me, Scott. Let's bring on Dr. A, Greg.
Let's bring in Dr. A. Dr. A, inside injuries, our guest at this time. What's going on, Doc?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing today?
Oh, we're doing quite well. We're hanging out. We're having fun. It's a Thursday. A lot to be excited about, Doc, and perhaps nothing more so than the return of Mike Trout tomorrow. Mike Trout comes back from his injury. You've been telling me it's too early, but he's back. Am I, can I put him in my lineup and feel safe about it?
No.
Sick.
a torn ulnar collateral ligament, as I said, takes 8 weeks to heal. Grade 3 UCL injury. His injury date was May the 28th. So probably he should be really back at the end of July. You know, is there a chance that it healed quickly? Not statistically. And since the way he plays is pretty aggressive, you know, I would wait till the end of July before, sort of being safe on him in terms of being completely healed. You know that he's edging to come back out and play. It's just a very, very sensitive type of injury. He could come back and not get re-injured, but his performance may not be as great as it was pre-injury. He may be sort of tentative with it. You know, you just don't know when you come back a little bit early. So the main thing here is 2 more weeks, and his numbers are going to improve significantly on our board.
There you go, Mike Trout. 2 more weeks. Let's just keep him healthy, Scotty.
Madison Bumgarner scheduled to come back Saturday for San Francisco, finally against the San Diego Padres, Doc.
Yeah, this was that freak accident, grade 3 AC sprain. It's just one of those things that takes at least 3.5 months to come back from, especially for a pitcher on his throwing shoulder, which is extremely sensitive. The good news is that he used to be at very high risk and poor HPF. Now he's improved to elevated and below average. I know he's coming back very soon. He needs about 2 more weeks again before getting into that low injury risk category and above average. I didn't hear you guys. Did they say when he's making his next start? Saturday against San Diego. I think he's a week too early.
Yeah, right. He's a week too early. A week, a schmeek, whatever.
Hey, Doc, good morning.
Schmeek.
Here's a guy I need to have a big second half, and he just pitched, 2 1/3 innings in rehab. Kyle Hendricks, is he ready to come back for the Cubs?
Yeah, right middle finger inflammation. We listed it as a grade 1, probably just a minor strain of one of his tendons in the middle finger. It's not serious, no tear. He was injured on June the 5th. Our algorithm just says 3 weeks of rest, so he should be good to go. Right now he's low and above average, and in about a few days he'll be back to peak. So Kyle Hendricks, for all intents and purposes, we're saying that he's good to go.
There you go. That's what you like to hear. We're talking about Dr. A, inside injuries. Having to have Doc on here on a Thursday morning. And I'll be honest with you here, Doc. I can't even keep track of Ryan Braun's injuries. He leaves the calves, he leaves the hamstrings, he's got hand problems for days. How healthy as a person is Ryan Braun?
I don't know all of his activities, but I can tell you that this is a guy that I've talked about over and over again, trying to come back too early with a calf injury, re-aggravating it, worsening the injury. And what happens when you play through a re-aggravated injury? Other body parts start to get affected. And so, you know, again, this will impact him for the rest of the season now. If he does not go out, you know, for at least another 6 weeks, he won't heal properly. And you're going to see this the whole year from him in terms of just re-aggravating of this injury or other associated injuries within the lower extremity.
Jason Kipnis hits the DL, Dr. A. They're saying he might miss 3 to 4 weeks.
So Kipnis, you know, we've talked about him before. His injury was on July the 8th. We're listing it as a grade 1 hamstring, which is good because that doesn't mean it's a tear, just a little strain. Our optimal recovery time for that right now is 4 weeks, which is kind of in line with what the team is saying. So, yeah, right now he's high and below average. But if he rests for 4 weeks, he should be good to go back into above average HPF. It'll be a little bit interesting to see if he drops back into low injury risk because, you know, he's had a shoulder sprain and neck stiffness. He's had these low ticky-tack type of injuries. But it'd be very interesting to see if he actually gets back into low. He may just stay at elevated now through the rest of the year, which is something to take note. Again, this is a guy that's, you know, elevated and above average before the season. I don't think he's probably not going to get into low. He'll be elevated injury risk like he was before the season.
Hey, Doc, with the Cardinals, it's been a crowded outfield and Tommy Pham. What's the status on him? How long are you thinking? Is he ready to come back?
Yeah, so, you know, hip tightness, is we're classifying it as a grade 1 injury. Again, not too severe. You know, he was placed on the 60-day DL with on the same extremity in 2015 with a left quad strain. And then an oblique strain on the 15-day DL in 2016. So it's interesting. Everything is on the left side of the body, and especially within the lower extremity kind of core area. And so, you know, he is at elevated injury risk right now and above average, but the optimal recovery time for this type of injury is about three to four weeks. So, you know, if he rests and he stays out for that period of time, he should be back to low injury risk and above average HPF.
By the way, Doc, I know you always talk about this guy. Traded away Justin Upton. You might want to know that. You're always telling me to, you know, get rid of him because he's constantly getting hurt.
Yes. So you made the move.
Yes.
I want to actually follow up with what you just said, Scotty. We're talking to Dr. A, inside injuries, and he said Doc always wanted to trade away Justin Upton because he was always getting hurt. And we mentioned Ryan Braun, who's had a myriad of injuries, of course. Is it, we talk, Doc, and you bring it up all the time, elevated injury risk, guys out of three, you know, should be out for 3 weeks, he comes back in two. We talk about Mike Trout, right? He's coming back 2 weeks early or so. Bumgarner's coming back a week early. Is it fair to say that certain guys are just injury prone? Is calling a guy injury prone, especially as we look through football season, is that a fair characterization?
Yeah, I mean, the classification of injury prone is a fair classification. It's just the way, it's a lot of things get, you know, kind of go into that. Genetics is one of them, but how they play the game and what type of position they are playing. You know, certain positions and the way they play cause them to have increased risk of injury, and their whole history of injuries way back from when they were playing in minor league baseball and college and high school and everything. So we take into account everything. So when we tell you a guy is elevated injury risk before the start of the season, it's not just sort of, okay, what he did in the last season. It's his whole career that we've been analyzing. So
Rob Gronkowski.
To answer your injury prone is a general designation, but a lot of stuff goes into it. There's so many factors that can affect it.
Yeah, and you know, not only has Doc said that, but I remember talking to a former NFL player, Hall of Famer, and I said, do you believe that some guys are more injury prone than others? And he said the same thing that Dr. A said about genetics. He said, it's just some guys' DNA that they have trouble staying healthy more than others.
Yeah, and their style of play. their definite style of play.
Absolutely. It's a big factor. No question about it. There you go, Dr. Wright, Inside Injuries. We appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next week, Doc.
Absolutely, guys. Have a good one.
There you go, Dr. Ray.